Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, and also is the host this year, as usual, for the semi-annual Talkers Convention. There's one every year in Los Angeles and one every year in New York now. So the New York, it was the New York State of Mind. We have some good stories to tell from that. You can also go to Talkers.com, both radio and television, to watch this whole extravaganza from morning through night, morning, noon, and night.
It was 9 power-packed hours.
Wow, listen to that.
We'll have the, that's right. You and I were actually in the same room the first time.
Yeah, we don't do this very often. Yeah, right,
exactly. That's cool.
Okay. We're actually at the United Nations. That's why you hear all this noise in the background, because secondarily to the Talkers Convention that went on Thursday, the UN Radio Day, which has been sort of a kind of a tradition. Didn't do it last year. They were doing all the construction here.
Yeah.
But now this year, they brought it back, and the room's full of people. So the stuff here in the background, actually, other programs being done at the time we're doing this.
These are called Radio Rows. This is our most prestigious Radio Row. I mean,
is it?
We have China International Radio broadcasting from here.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of international broadcasters, and of course some of our good friends from the domestic broadcasting scene.
Yeah.
But it's a whole different level of subject matter. There's stories from around the world that never get aired.
You're told.
So I'm very proud of this, but it is a lot of work putting this on.
Yeah.
So yesterday we did our conference. Today is Talk Radio Day at the UN. Mm-hmm. And the weekend, when this is basically airing, I'll be sleeping.
And I'll be baling hay.
Well, I think that's...
Well, you're in the rains. I'll be doing something on the farm. I'm not sure, moving cows around, whatever.
You're an amazing man. I mean, people listening to this, it sounds interesting. Oh, he does agriculture, he does dairy, he does talk, but you're an amazing guy. I mean, you do all these things. You have these multiple careers.
Mm.
I think it's great. You know,
a lady in my life says I have 2 full-time jobs, and by the time people start their first, I'm done with my first.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, I've been watching you for years. For the listeners, I know Doug for well over 20 years, and we're not spring chickens. We're fall chickens.
Yes.
We're winter chickens.
Yeah.
This man has the energy of, you know, an 18-year-old.
You know, we were talking about
enthusiastic 18-year-old.
We're going to get to the talkers list, but we, as a sort of sidelight to the stories behind the story, and this is something you won't see on Talkers Television or Talkers Radio. We had a little dinner last night, and I was sitting next to Jim Bohannon, who received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Talkers.com convention yesterday. Well-deserved, wonderful guy. All of us have been friends for a long time. There are about 200, I say this all the time, there may be 200 good jobs in terms of being on the air. If we're lucky, there may be 200 good jobs in the whole industry in the country.
Correct.
And so those of us who have been around for a while, we had a fun time just going around the room figuring out how many years we all had, and came to like 500 some odd years when it, you know, looking at how many people have been doing it for how long. And this is just a dinner group of a dozen or so people. But it was really
27 people.
Yeah, we had 27. Yeah.
I paid the bill.
Yeah, no. Thanks for dinner.
That's how I got the number.
Well, thank you. It was good. Had way too much to eat, but it was okay.
It was a lot of food.
It was a lot of food.
I don't like anybody going hungry.
I was the first one to leave. You guys, after I left, probably kept passing the plates around and around and around. Anyway, so Bohannon wins the award, and we started talking about his schedule. He always talks about my schedule, and I always talk about his schedule, because his schedule is the opposite of mine, in that he's basically really up all night. He does his program from 10 to 1 Eastern on Dial Global, and he's been doing for 20 years, and then he does a morning program. It's basically a news show that he puts together through the night.
Right.
And but he doesn't look like he doesn't get enough sleep.
He's an energetic guy too.
Yeah,
he loves what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's one of the nicest guys.
He's a wonderful guy.
It was heartwarming being involved in presenting him the Lifetime Achievement Award, and he really seemed to relish it.
He did. He had a good time.
Yeah.
He got a great sense of humor. He's got a great voice, and he's the quintessential kind of guy that blends the old and the new.
Yes.
And that's
I think best talk radio is slightly old school.
Yeah, a little.
I'm a forward-thinking guy, but I think
Gene Burns is probably the best example. Of course, he passed away.
Yeah.
You named the Freedom of Speech Award in his name.
The Gene Burns Memorial Award.
Glenn Beck. received that, and he had lots to say.
He did.
At the convention.
Well, he left his crazy home. He came as Glenn Beck broadcaster.
Yeah.
And I'm telling everybody, people out there should know, Glenn Beck is an entertainer.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck is a broadcaster. He's not.
But he left crazy at home. That's
he's not a crazy political guy. He's an entertainer.
He's figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He really has figured it out. All right, so anyway, a couple of other stories. We've got to go through the list, and we'll do that in a moment here. As we continue, Michael Harrison is here with me. We're in New York, and we have the Talkers Top 10 to deal with in just a moment on the countdown.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the Tiny Beavis ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday sale is this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Walt Clyde Frazier. Are you having more and more urges to use the bathroom? Like when you're on a job or at home trying to sleep. Don't let your prostate health give you the crossover move on your life. There's one thing being number one, and then there's another thing constantly going number one. That's why there's only one supplement I trust for prostate health, Super Beta Prostate. It's got natural ingredients that will make your prostate percolate. Super Beta Prostate will post and toast those urges to go and put the stifling D on nighttime bathroom trips. And you can try it free. All you have to do is call for a free 30-day supply. I believe in Super Beta Prostate. I believe it will change your life, and I know you'll love it too.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Maryland license number 0016985. Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Guard is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Guard is a nonprofit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Guard help you, even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt. Stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
Continuing now with our weekly get-together on the Countdown Show, Michael Harrison is from Talkers.com, editor, publisher, RadioInfo.com. There are a lot of stories in the Naked City. We had a few of them this week with the Talkers Convention, and this isn't even the Naked City. Yeah. Chicago is the Naked City. We imagine what would happen if we went to Chicago.
Is Chicago the Naked
City? Chicago is the Naked City.
I thought Naked City was New York. There are 8 million stories in the Naked City.
Yeah, but that was Chicago.
I'll bet you it was New York.
Richie?
I'll bet you.
You can do the research for us.
I'll bet you another dinner for 27 people.
I think really? But I got to pay next time.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was New York.
It was Elliot Ness. Wasn't it?
No, Elliot Ness was the Untouchables.
Yeah, but wasn't that...
No.
There were 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.
So was the show called Naked City?
Naked City. It was New York. A detective show.
Yeah.
And they said...
There were 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.
All right, so you're right.
Well, let's go through this fast.
Anyway, here are the Talkers' stories.
Number 10 is NBA, NHL playoffs, and the looming MLB...
The CIA and the FBI.
Senator Frank Lott Alan Bird died at 9. Military sexual assaults, 8. Number 7, Michael Douglas oral sex cancer flaps.
How do you handle that, by the way?
Naked City.
Yeah.
Number 6, the NSA phone record seizure. At number 5, Susan Rice, Samantha Power appointments. Number 4, immigration amnesty proposal. Number 3, child lung transplant case. Number 2, the IRS scandal. And number 1, the Department of Justice journalist investigations. The people on the chart. Number 10, Alex Rodriguez and Ryan Braun. Number 9, Frank Lautenberg and Chris Christie. Number 8, Hillary Clinton. Number 7, Michael Douglas. Number 6, Michael Bloomberg. Number 5, John Boehner. Number 4, Susan Rice and Samantha Power. Number 3, Kathleen Sebelius and Sarah Murnichingham.
Uh-huh.
And number 2, Eric Holder. And number 1, Barack Obama.
Is that the name of the young, the 10-year-old girl? Is that Sarah? I'm trying to remember who that was, because Sebelius looked foolish this week because she got in the way of giving this 10-year-old girl a lung transplant. I mean, these people are so clueless. It is just amazing, Michael. And they just, like, they're feeding stuff to those of us who do this for a living. Okay, here's another. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one.
There's,
there's a tremendous
amount of dumbness out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, really dumb.
Now, I'm going to let you characterize one of the stories from the Talkers Convention that people can see if you go to Talkers.com, because Talkers Television did the whole thing, and it's also recorded for Talkers Radio.
And it'll be ready in a few days after this broadcast.
Well, but you did...
We did it.
We did it live, and then you'll have it posted.
Absolutely. Everything will be online for people.
Okay. So one of the things, because this is all so much about freedom of speech and everything that was, you know, we had business stuff, advertising and dealing with, you know, sort of the Limbaugh controversy that has made it to the public. It's now something that people are talking about that, you know, it isn't like people don't know what we're talking about when we say the Limbaugh advertising controversy. That was something that came, that was addressed yesterday during the convention, and it was actually quoted in a number of news sources, so people were watching this thing,
right,
and writing news stories about what was being said.
Major coverage. Major coverage. The Limbaugh controversy has led to talk radio losing a lot of money and revenue. And now talk radio wants to get it back. And obviously it needs that business.
But the fact that they denied it, there are owners of these various companies and their names have become public. The Dickey family that runs Cumulus, which is the second largest company running radio stations in the country. You know, the people, these are stock owners that are looking for answers to why didn't we make any money.
Correct.
And the guy that runs the company says we didn't make any money because Limbaugh was not very bright about one of the comments he made, and that got everybody altered, but he's right.
Yeah, but you see, the political aspect of it, though, the enemies of the talk show hosts who are political, they make more of it than it is.
Yes.
And
and
because talk radio has become so politically polarized and charged, the political world attacks each side with the same viciousness that they attack campaigners.
All right, so we have about 60 seconds. Speaking of attacking, there was an uncomfortable moment for all of us when one host sort of embarrassed another host. I don't know that we have to name names, although if you watch the thing, you see it.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things that actually sort of made for good theater, but it didn't help our camaraderie in a sense.
Yeah, you know, sometimes some people take things too personally, and some people don't realize where the boundary should be in terms of civility and gentlemanly or gentlewomanliness.
And that boundaries, and that's part of what people are talking about. Where are the boundaries?
Well, there should always be boundaries in human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
We should always respect each other as human beings.
So do you think that that is a problem with hosts and callers on the air?
Yeah, I think that's a problem with our society. I think it destroys the comments.
Not this talk radio.
Oh, I think it destroys the comment sections of most online articles that have comments. They always devolve into ugly name-calling that besmirches the integrity of the publication.
Right. So we want to keep it a rat. We ratchet it. We'd hope to ratchet it up.
I try to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can do that because you can leave now because we're out of time. Michael Harrison, a couple of stories from the doctors.
I was just about to get angry at you.
I've never been so insulted.
I'm going to call you a name.
Right.
All right. Anyway, so maybe two names here.
A dirty one.
Oh, God, yes, at least one. From the United Nations Radio Row in New York and yesterday the Talkers Convention, something that happened this week. A lot of things in review from the folks at Talkers.com here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Michael Levine is the editor at the LVNEalert.com. This is a great way for you to find out what's going on in the world. As a wonderful PR representative for many years, some of the great actors, actresses, politicians, people come to you, and I do, for insight when it comes to some of the things, mostly people or events going on that we talk about on the countdown, and how you as a PR expert would handle situations like the Michael Douglas sex cancer comments.
Well, on the positive side, he's brought a massive amount of attention, international attention, to a medical malady and condition. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
Other hand, he has maybe put a permanent pockmark on his image and persona. You know, it's going to be very hard for some time to hear the name Michael Douglas and not think of this whole controversy.
Yeah.
So it's come at a great cost because he's had such a, you know, well-groomed image and persona for decades.
So does this affect the career of his wife, who presumably doesn't affect her at all?
No, I don't.
Well, I mean, he's Liberace now. How's that going to affect his career? Looking at that sort of as an interesting play, he and Matt Damon, I haven't seen the whole, it's an HBO show, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen bits and pieces of it. That's kind of an interesting, different, if you will, play for both of them. So, anyway, and one wonders if it came out at a time he was being interviewed, obviously, to promote that HBO thing, and this came out. Isn't it interesting sometimes? And how do you school, as a professional PR person, how do you school? Let's say you got somebody like Michael Douglas, and he is going in for an interview, and he may be with somebody who's a little bit rough. Do you advise them to engage or just answer the question and hope that they'll move on? What do you tell people who would come to you for advice in handling interviews like that?
For a great deal of money, I am paid a great deal of money to give people advice, and the advice I give them in this case is four words. Think before you speak.
Uh-huh. Easier said than done.
Yes.
All right, let's
move. Know, when you've been around a long time, there's an inclination to get very cocky about things, but you're one story away.
Yeah. Right, from the end of your career.
That's true.
All right. So, Mrs. Sebelius, Catherine Sebelius, who's the Health and Human Services Secretary, this week made the administration, as if it didn't look bad enough already, look even worse because
That's
of this.
It's difficult to do, my friend.
It is, but she worked hard at it and was able to achieve something through the controversy around this child who needed a lung transplant.
Well, I think you're making such a good point, Doug, because what you're noting is that it's really tied to other crises and other problems within this administration. Frankly, I haven't seen this much chaos since the last year of the Carter administration.
Mm-hmm.
The whole operating method of this administration looks to be very, very disordered and disengaged.
Yeah, and it just shows up every. You look at all these scandals: the DOJ, the IRS, the HHS. The proposals that have come from these people that suggested that all of the conversations that are being taped or recorded or somehow put into some vault somewhere, spying. It just is really disheartening to see all this stuff, as you said.
Back
to the Carter administration.
You know, I don't know if you saw some of this, extravagant spending by the IRS.
Yep.
Outrageous.
Yep.
And it just
goes on and on and on. All right, a couple of perspectives as usual. We respect the opinion of Michael Levine, who is a veteran when it comes to PR work, ran and founded the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and is responsible for the daily LBN Alert. Go to lbnalert.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, June the 7th. A lot of scandals on the countdown again this week to go from one old one to one new one. First, the IRS scandal, the old one, number one on the countdown, in fact. Here's host Scott Stigler talking about Congressman Ted Cruz adding his voice to the throng that want to do away with the IRS and institute a different kind of tax system.
Ted Cruz has joined the voices saying it is time to abolish the IRS. He wants a simple flat tax that he says would make it so that every average American can fill out their taxes on a postcard. Would an idea like this ever get enough support to fly? Now, the first thing that would have to happen is that there would have to be some kind of mechanism, some kind of governmental agency of some sort, maybe the new IRS, to, you know, handle all of the tax issues. Taxes aren't going away. It's just the body that regulates them is going away, or the tax code would be have to be changed. It is a monster, 60,000 pages and 9 million words, our current tax code. It did not even exist 100 years ago. Nobody could understand it, not even the commissioner of the IRS, so why should every American be subject to it? Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, says you should not be subject to it. We should abolish the IRS.
The NSA is at number 6 on the countdown with the controversy and outrage over the seizure of all these phone records and computer records. Here's host Ray Steele talking to analyst Beth Kate about the legal concerns that many of us have about this situation.
So what did you think about this once you first heard about it?
Well, I was not entirely surprised, I guess, because there had been discussions, conversations going back to, you know, 2005, 2006 about programs to gain access to communications on a large scale by then the Bush administration. But, you know, having more and more discussion today about the scope of the program and having it confirmed apparently by some senators gives us a better sense of perhaps what's been going on. So,
yeah, some members of Congress, both in the Senate and in the House, who are on the intelligence committees, pretty much came forward and said, yes, this has been going on for quite some time. We've known about it. It's no big deal. This is something we have to do if we want to catch the terrorists. Did that kind of matter-of-fact explanation surprise you? Because of it, I'm gathering that a lot of folks are, I don't know if they're upset about it, they're probably surprised that their phone records potentially were exposed to some sort of surveillance by the NSA.
Sure, and I think it is fair to say that it's quite surprising to people to think that this is considered to be authorized under current law. I think one of the sort of points of confusion, if you will, is what the interpretation of current authority is that would allow for this type of mass gathering of information, because the authority cited would seem not to really kind of be this broad. So I think that that's where people are saying, wait a minute, this seems to be quite an overreaching, even if there's later sort of, you know, a follow-up with the FISA court to, you know, get at more specific data about named individuals at a later date. Just this broad access to all communications, you know, is just broader than the law would seem to provide for.
Coming up, a Countdown Extra featuring a conversation from this week's Talk Radio Day at the United Nations. Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Echoes of My Soul is the true story of the historic Wiley Hofford murder case. In 1963, an innocent man was wrongly arrested and interrogated, which eventually led to the introduction of Miranda rights. We spoke with author and renowned prosecuting attorney Robert K. Tannenbaum about the case and his new book on the subject.
The Wiley Hofford case, which is the story of Echoes of My Soul, was cited by Chief Justice Earl Warren when he wrote the majority opinion in Miranda. Earl Warren, who was a very tough DA in Alameda County and then Attorney General of California and, of course, Governor of California before he sat on the bench, understood the reasons why you have to have certain corroborative rules. And the whole issue of how we corroborate statements is critical to understanding the trustworthy nature of how we present evidence in court. And it's very, very relevant today because the Fifth Amendment guarantees that nobody shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property and without due process, and no one should be compelled to give evidence against himself. And when people come into a custodial interrogation environment, they have to be advised of their rights. That is to say, they don't have to answer any questions. And indeed, if they want to have a lawyer and cannot afford a lawyer will provide it for them. That's what this is all about, and that's what being in the American system is all about. It's all about fairness.
That's former prosecutor and author Robert K. Tannenbaum on his book, Echoes of My Soul.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so. But you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
This is the Talk Radio World in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Time for this Countdown Extra. This week I was able to attend a special Talk Radio Day at the UN. Talk to Ari Gatenis, who was recently promoted to Acting Deputy Director and Spokesperson in the Strategic Communications Unit with the UN Assistance Bureau in Afghanistan.
I've only been here for a brief 3 months so far. But I've got to say, 3 months here and it already feels like a year, so it's a pretty intense environment in terms of the set passing of time.
So describe what you have found and what you're feeling when you go from city to city, place to place, and whether or not you'd ever been in Afghanistan before, or is this your first time there? In other words, before the war, have you any experience, let's say, 8 years ago, 10 years ago? Well, if the war's been going on for almost 10 years, so maybe 15 years ago, do you have any experience at all, or know anybody that maybe lived or worked in Afghanistan before the war started?
Doug, this is my very first time here. I've got to say, volunteered for this, so I can't complain at the same time. I had colleagues who were here, around 10 years ago, and in terms of security, I mean, I remember them telling me stories about Ari, that we used to live outside in Kabul in a normal house, they'd rent a house somewhere, and just have a rather normal lifestyle in terms of being able to walk down to the store, buy their milk, buy their bread, and so on. Now, at least most foreign staff for places like the UN live in heavily, heavily walled compounds with intense security, barbed wire, thick blast walls. Even moving around in bulletproof vehicles, given the IED threat. It's a completely different environment in that sense, given that the security is so intense. And I'm not sure if you saw the news recently, but there was an attack just from where I'm sitting right now in Kabul, a couple hundred meters away, and an intense attack on a foreign compound, which people were killed and so on. So it's a very different environment in terms of security, in terms of freedom, in terms of being able even just to get out and to really and meet people. Having said that, I just came back this very morning, about 3-4 hours ago, from Kandahar in the south. Different regions of the country have different environments in terms of security. Kandahar, as you can imagine, is very intense as well. But I'm told from other colleagues that some of the northern provinces have a bit of a lighter situation in terms of security. But overall, still pretty intense. Movement is difficult, and there's always that back in your mind concern that of IEDs, of a gun battles and so on. I'm even sleeping in Kandahar last night, for example, at 1 in the morning, outside the perimeter, RPGs being fired, a gun battle. But at the same time, I got to say, the funny part is it almost becomes part of your natural surroundings or part of your background, mental background, is that there's always that sort of, those unusual, blasting sounds and so forth, which, scarily enough, become part of normal daily life.
So let's talk in terms of the United Nations. We have American soldiers, obviously, over there, which Americans object to. How many other nations are represented in this sort of multilateral group?
I don't have the exact number, but there's, I think, roughly, and I could be wrong, but roughly up to a couple of dozen still here serving under the International Security Assistance Force. I think, as you know, of course, the Americans, I believe, have the largest amount. Roughly up to a dozen, I'd say. Up to two dozen, roughly, if I recall correctly.
All right. So what really has been accomplished? What are the locals, if you've been there for 3 months, you've had to have lots of contact with the locals. What do they really think of what's happened to their country over the past 10 years?
Look, and this is, again, for 3 months' experience so far, but from what I've seen, there's been some progress, and some steps backwards as well. I mean, look at one of the most obvious places to see, of course, is education. I mean, now that you have, girls going to school, which you know, around 10 years ago or so, you didn't have girls going to school. So in terms of some of those basic indicators like education, you see some progress. You see, for example, walk around the street these days and you see people drive around and you see people on, you know, using their cell phones and, using Wi-Fi here and there. So on some of those indicators, like some of those sort of areas of life, things have progressed, have gotten better. At the same time, I mean, you have the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, which will highlight all the time the fact that corruption is an issue here in terms of getting things done and just governmental structures and so forth, you know, across the board here and there. But also, the whole issue of the opium poppy cultivation. The country's still one of the, if not the biggest, opium poppy producer in the world. It's up there, that's for sure. So at the same time, while you've seen progress, as I said, in those some parts, there have been steps backwards or ongoing challenges, some would say, in other areas like governance and the drug trade.
But I think
for the average juggler on the street, there has been progress in terms of they can walk down the street, they can do things which 10 years ago were much more difficult.
Ari Gitanis is in Kabul, Afghanistan. He's with the United Nations Assistance Mission there. We're talking about the conditions that exist now. Certainly a lot of hot spots. You said that the women are now, young girls are able to go to school, women have more freedom. That wasn't why we went there, though. It wasn't, the reason we went there was to get Osama bin Laden. At least that's where it all started 10 years ago. How did it spread out into these other areas to sort of socially develop the country? What's the history of that?
I don't want to get too much into the that's a bit out of the UN's mandate in terms of in the sense of why the Americans and so on came here for that reason.
Yeah.
But I mean, just in a broad sense, you can imagine it isn't easy after a country that's been through so much. I mean, roughly I think more than three decades of violence. And it has a history of resisting foreign forces and so on. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, I think on paper it might sound a bit simpler, but on the ground you can see that it's just not an easy thing. I mean, even flying over today on the way back from Kandahar, just flying over the terrain, this is a difficult country to move around in. I mean, just miles and miles of mountainous terrain. So in terms of patrolling, in terms of keeping an eye on things, it's just a difficult environment to operate in. So, and then they have the cultural factors as well, and it's a rich and proud history in terms of they being a very independent-minded people.
Yeah.
You can imagine how it wouldn't be an easy task to take on.
Well, you've been in the Sudan, you've been in Cambodia, you've been in Somalia, part of your assignments over the years. How does this compare with what you've seen in some of these other strife-ridden places?
I was in Somalia during the famine, and the Al-Shabaab forces still had control of parts of the city at the time. That was a pretty intense environment, too, similar in some ways because of the IEDs and snipers and gun battles. I think here I would say it's similar in the sense of, there's a sense of, amongst the people that I've picked up, a sense of like, this is almost coming up on make or break time. Next year is the big election for a new president, roughly marking the end of President Karzai's, I think, past two terms, end of his two terms. So there's a sense of like, what happens next? Will the international community remain engaged here? The signs are yes, of course. But it's also a sense of trepidation in some areas because again, it's a big, momentous part of its history. End of an era in some ways, some would say. You also have the fact that the international military forces here are ending their combat mission. So you have those two big key events, the big election happening for the president next year and the end of the combat mission for foreign forces here. So, people are, despite the progress, people are wondering or maybe a bit concerned about, will the international community, remain engaged? Will the support remain? And you have the authorities indicating that we want the international community to remain engaged here because without it, things, could go a bit pear-shaped. So it's a historic time, but also one of concern as well, I think, in the broad sense.
All right. So finally, from the United Nations point of view, you don't get involved in the discussion of the Taliban and whether there's corruption between the various factions here. There are a lot of people think that Karzai is corrupt. He doesn't like the Americans now, and just all of this stuff. How much of it is true, and how much of it is just yak?
Doug, that's a difficult question for me. I couldn't really say with any authority, but what I can say is that the UN is here to help support the government at its request to hold free and fair elections, uh-huh. as well as help with their peace and reconciliation efforts. Those are efforts
that's
ongoing. And of course, there are other parts of the UN engaged in other areas, humanitarian work, development work, as well as I mentioned earlier, the Office on Drugs and Crime, helping tackle this insidious problem of corruption. To make it a free and fair society as well.
Yeah. Up next, we check in with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal implications of some of the big items on the Talk Radio Review this week. That's next here on The Countdown.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Joining us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is one of the special correspondents to Talkers.com, also our legal expert on the Countdown. There's lots of fodder in our Talkers Countdown this week, Steve. There are tons of things, starting, I guess, with the drug suspension possibilities for those who are in Major League Baseball.
There's so many different problems here. One of it is, in many instances, the abusers of the drugs are generally scientifically farther ahead than the people trying to find out the programs. What started this one is the Major League Baseball effectively put the legal pressure on a guy who used to be allegedly in the business of selling these performance-enhancing drugs, and he's going over to the light side of the force, as you may. But when you talk about the rights of the players, they don't have the same rights that you and I would have, because their rights are in accordance with their collective bargaining agreement, and their collective bargaining agreement does permit all kinds of testing and restricting and giving up of some amendment of some Bill of Rights rights. The interesting thing, however, here is, and I think you're right to point this out, the headlines are all of these 100-day suspensions and all of this stuff,
right.
But none of these guys have proved positive, and frankly, under the terms of the collective bargaining agreement, I think this is more of a PR campaign by Major League Baseball. I think they're going to have a real tough time having any kind of penalty stick if they've just got some testimony and no tests.
Really? All right. So that's one item. Next up, number 9 on the countdown, is Chrysler's refusal to
recall the Jeep Cherokees. This is the first time I've ever seen that happen, and I can imagine, I wish I could have seen the look on the face of the governmental official. What do you mean, no?
Yeah.
This is a big deal. It is costly for Chrysler or any manufacturer to do this kind of a recall. They are saying that there is no flaw in the automobiles as far as the location of the gas tank and its vulnerability. They're saying the accidents have been caused by misuse of consumers. This is a real calculated risk by Chrysler because, in effect, if they're not darn sure they're right, they're going to be looking like they're responsible for killing people,
right.
And not just looking like it. There could be lawsuits. Your failure to recall could be used to as a basis for a lawsuit. So, boy, they're playing heavy stakes.
Are they using European law? Because an Italian company, Fiat, owns Chrysler now. So do they use Italian law as the thought process rather than American law?
No, because when it comes to the product liability and distribution of the product here, they will have to follow the American law, and the fact that they're a foreign company now does not offer them any level of protection.
All right, next up, number 8, military sexual assaults. Are there actual trials going on? This investigation by Congress or some people in Congress saying, like McCain, well, women maybe ought not to be there, you know, that kind of stuff. What
yeah, happens? I mean, that is by and large ridiculous. The biggest thing is, the good thing is there's a recognition that we've got a serious problem of sexual harassment and sexual crimes in the military. To me, just as big a problem is the fact that the military has not dealt with this. And granted, many companies have taken the same position. But this is a major, major thing, and the military now is trying to, before Congress, saying, no, don't take this out of our hands. This is part of what we are supposed to be doing. Yes, it is part of what they're supposed to be doing as far as dealing with these sexual attacks, but they haven't been doing the job. And I think it is well warranted for Congress to interfere and have some other agency deal with this, at least until the time that the military has shown that they're going to act responsibly in regard to these claims.
Let's quickly spend a minute on number 7, the Supreme Court DNA swab ruling. How does that really affect being Mirandized, going through? Is this before you're charged, after you're charged? How did we know when this takes place?
You know, this is something that is going to help law enforcement. Privacy advocates are saying that it's a serious infringement. But frankly, to me, I don't have a problem with it. Granted, this is not people who have been convicted. It's people who have been legitimately arrested. But just as that person is having their fingerprints taken, I frankly don't see the difference of taking the swab for DNA, which really can help solve crimes. And if you do have the proper protections of privacy of those records, which they've done with the fingerprints, I think it's a good thing.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal authority at Talkers.com, and also here every week on the Countdown Overview, some of the items that are in the story list that have legal ramifications. Steve, good to have you here as usual. Thank you. Talk Radio Countdown.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?